Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
That is a tremendous intro for the Purple Insider, Matthew Collar. By the way, this is Scott Korzenowski. Korza on Sunday mornings filling in for Chad Hartman. And Matthew Collar joins us kind of on an emergency basis. Just before we got on the air, we learned that the Minnesota Vikings had several months after they re-upped Kevin O'Connell at, I think it was $16 million a year, they've re-upped Kwesi Adofo-Mensah. So Matthew Collar of Purple Insider is here to address that. Do we have any details of the signing, Matthew?
We do not, but I would suspect, and it's only just my guess, that the two gentlemen are probably tied together for their contracts as they were with the last time and as the Wilfs have always wanted to do, and I think that makes a lot of sense. I don't think you want your head coach and your general manager on a different timeline. So I'm guessing as we start to see details get out at some point that we'll find out that they are knotted together at the hip going forward here.
When you say knotted together, you mean in the years. Do you also mean in the money?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the money's going to be for a general manager. I honestly don't have any idea what general managers make around the league. And I don't honestly care what the coaches make either. I mean, there's no salary cap on these things, so pay them whatever they need to pay them.
Right. I found it interesting when KOC signed for $16 million a year. I'm wondering if Ben Johnson called him up and said, thank you, Kevin. Thank you. Because, you know, obviously Ben Johnson wasn't going to get as much since Ben Johnson had never been a head coach and Kevin O'Connell had two playoff seasons, two very successful seasons. But, you know, Ben Johnson for a first-time coach getting $13 million was pretty doggone good.
Well, also the fact that, you know, the Vikings did not sign O'Connell to an extension going into 2024, and a team like the Miami Dolphins, they had signed Mike McDaniel, even though they were as part of the same hiring process. And I think that it kind of stuck in O'Connell's craw a little bit that they didn't open up those negotiations. So he got everything he was looking for as the coach of the year in 2024, I think.
Yeah, I think he did. And it might have ended up costing them more because there was some talk about teams wanting to trade for him and all that stuff that created, that probably drove his value up. But anyway, we've got that out of the way. So as long as we're going to talk about Kwesi a little bit here, I think it's fair to say that his free agent signings, you probably got to give him close to an A, and his drafting quite a bit less than an A. Would you say that's a fair statement?
Yeah, I think that that's fair. I mean, really, it kind of goes back to the 2022 draft is what we all really focus on here, because that was his first draft, and he made a pretty big swing at trading down from 12 to 32 and trying to, as he admitted later, kind of fill every spot with one draft, and all of those players went bust. And, you know, I've always been a believer that – it's really, really random, that draft process. And I've never seen anything quite like that. I mean, when you look at where those prospects were projected and the scouting reports that were out there publicly, it looked like they had a pretty decent draft. I think all the draft graders had given them decent enough numbers, and then it just all came apart. And I think some part of it was Lewisine got hurt. They changed defensive coordinators, and what, three of the top four picks were on the defensive side, so maybe different players than Brian Flores was looking for. That's the one that hovers over his head. But, you know, I don't think that what they've done with the actual draft picks since then has been bad. I mean, Jordan Addison is a really key piece of this offense. We can't overlook that. They were able to find Ivan Pace Jr. as an undrafted free agent, and they've built out a lot of spots there. And I also think they've done a really good job of identifying their own talent and not letting certain guys get out of the building. And a good example of that would be like Josh Metellus. You know, he wasn't drafted by this group, but he also was never really used by Mike Zimmer. They signed him to an extension before he took a big step forward, and now he's been a huge part of this. So I kind of look at it as it's very hard to control what you get out of the draft. There's also several drafts that are unwritten yet. We don't know what Dallas Turner or J.J. McCarthy are going to be, right. And that's the biggest draft. We don't know what Donovan Jackson is going to be, but it's also how you deal with the failures that you have. You can't find me a single team, including the Philadelphia Eagles, that doesn't have huge busts in their history. See Jalen Reagor over Justin Jefferson, but it's what you do around that, and a major part of that is how you handle free agency, who you develop internally, and from that perspective, they have created a roster that's, I think, as good outside of the quarterback position as anybody else's roster in the entire NFL.
Yeah, and then, again, Dallas Turner, we all were there watching Verse, I think that's his name, who they could have drafted, absolutely destroying the Vikings in the playoffs. And I don't know whether, do you think, you know, it seems to me that Verse and Dallas Turner are a little bit different. Dallas Turner is a little lighter, a little more athletic maybe, although Verse is pretty good. Do you have a sense as to why the Vikings picked Dallas Turner over Verse? Do you think that was something about that Flores liked in him better?
Yes. So two things. I mean, one is that Jared Verse, it's funny how this works sometimes, he never really played with this level of consistency in college. So sometimes, I don't know, sometimes guys are better pros than they are college players. The other thing is that Jared Verse is 3 years older than Dallas Turner. So I think what they were looking for is somebody that they could grow and develop with. And when you look at how they use their outside linebackers, I mean, it is a base 3-4 system for Brian Flores. So he's looking for guys who can not only rush the passer, but also be dynamic. So when you look at the usage from Andrew Van Ginkel, he was in coverage more than any other outside linebacker in the entire NFL last year. And I think what they were looking at for Turner is that he has much more quickness, flexibility than just going forward and running through people like Jared Verse does. It's kind of like why they picked Jonathan Greenard in free agency over Danielle Hunter. Mm-hmm. Even though we all agree Danielle Hunter's great, there's a little more versatility with Jonathan Greenard that fits this system. So I think, I mean, we really just need to give it time. And I think edge rusher is the hardest position in the entire league other than quarterback to jump into because the competition is just so much different. And he was behind two great players, right? So, I mean, I think, you know, we're quick to kind of call guys busts and things like that. But the fact that they didn't go out and sign anybody else this offseason, I think tells us a lot about their belief long-term in Dallas Turner.
Well, and he had a great interception. That was a very athletic play, and you know, and he had a couple of sacks. Yeah, you can certainly see the talent there. Well, I can't have you on the air now that my goodness, we've had OTAs. I mean, we've been able to see J.J. McCarthy throw the football. Are we okay with this, or is there something to be concerned about? Have we seen enough? What's going on with the OTAs and the throwing?
I mean, I've seen enough to declare them Super Bowl champions 2025, obviously, as one of the great football minds. No, I'm just kidding. You know, what I did for myself in going into watching McCarthy's OTA practice, his first one that we were privy to, was I kind of created a little mini criteria for myself, like just to check myself so I don't overreact. And what I was looking for is, does it look similar to where he left off last year in training camp? Does it look like he is locked into the offense and the ball is coming out on time as they're doing these 7-on-7s, because I've seen the bad version of this, and it looks really bad, even in 7-on-7s, if the guy doesn't know where to go with the football, or his footwork, or his timing isn't matched up. So does that look sharp? Is the ball coming out with velocity? Does he look like he's comfortable being QB1? And the way I would describe it is that it looked similar to a practice that would have been run by Sam Darnold or Kirk Cousins in the past. And I know there's learning moments behind the scenes that we don't see and we don't know about, but it looked like it was run by a quarterback one in the NFL. And that's as far as you can really go. I think that's a really good sign for them because of, you know, the uncertainty around him. But that's as far as you can really step out on a ledge after seeing one OTA practice.
Now, I know one of the things that came out of the combine and some other things, and even early in J.J. McCarthy's performance last year, when he, you know, a lot of people said he doesn't layer the ball that well, and he everything's a fastball. But the one thing that they said that at combine he had was like 1 mile an hour behind the guy who threw the hardest, and that J.J. McCarthy had a really strong arm. Well, the other day I see Kevin Seifert, who's, you know, around you guys all the time, and he kind of tweeted. He says, you know, J.J. McCarthy is not going to have a super strong arm, but he's got a good enough arm. Did I miss something here? Did J.J. McCarthy lose some of his velocity over the last year while he was rehabbing his knees? Or what did Kevin mean by that? If you saw it,
yeah, arm strength can be a funny thing to evaluate because, you know, if it's not Josh Allen, who obviously just throws the ball over the mountains, right. But so the velocity thing at the combine is really suspect, just in terms of the numbers. And like, I think Kirk Cousins threw harder than Patrick Mahomes in that same drill. Like, you're just whipping a ball at like a mat. So that's not real football, right, at all. When I first saw J.J. McCarthy throw last year, my first thought was, oh, his arm is stronger than people talked about. Because even if you go look at his NFL.com draft profile, you're going to see under weaknesses that the arm strength is not what, you know, some other quarterbacks are. But I just, from my eye, don't agree with that. I think that, well, one thing too we also have to keep in mind is that when a kid is this young, they get bigger, quicker, and they grow faster. I was comparing it the other day to like when you get a puppy and then 2 weeks later it looks like a dog. It's kind of like the same thing when you bring somebody into the league. It's like, who you were at Michigan as a 20-year-old kid is not who you have to be for the rest of your entire life in the NFL. And I think what we saw from him, even from the middle of his college season to when he started with the Vikings last year, was that he had put on weight, he had gotten stronger, and a lot of throwing the football is not, are you strong? It's throwing technique. And this is a big thing of having Kevin O'Connell and Josh McCown. And there were just some technical things in his throwing at Michigan that were causing balls thrown to his left side to kind of fly on him, downfield passes to be dying quails. But downfield pass is a lot like shooting a three-pointer. Like, you don't just throw the ball at the rim. You shoot it up in the air and drop it in. Well, that's a lot of a deep ball, too. So I think that there was some maybe misunderstanding of, like, why his deep balls weren't succeeding. I don't think it was strength. I think it was technique. And once he started to get that down, I think that ball's moving. And the really key is, can you fit it into tight windows? Because KOC is going to ask for the quarterback to throw 25 yards down the field in between two safeties. And I think he has every bit the arm to do that. And I think that's what Seifert was saying, is like, it's an arm that's definitely strong enough to make those throws. It's not Josh Allen, my gosh, right, but it's there. It reaches that bar.
DeMarcus Russell had the strongest arm in the history, and he didn't play at all. He didn't win hardly any games. So, Matthew Collar, you're the best. Thanks for – I always say you're there so I don't have to be, so I appreciate all your insight on the Vikings, and we'll talk again, that's for sure.
All right. Sounds good, Scott. Thanks for having me.
See you, the great Matthew Collar. Scott Korzenowski, you're filling in for Chad Hartman. When we come back after the break, when we come back, we will welcome you in.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Cor Zanowski in for Chad Hartman. You can hear me Sundays on CCO from 10 till noon. I'll be on Sunday a couple days from now. So listen in if you haven't heard it. Apparently, Mr. Harrigan, there's a new trend in coffee shops, restaurants, credit unions, where a greeter will proclaim upon you crossing their thresholds, "Welcome in." Have you ever had somebody say to you, "Welcome in"?
I have.
You have? Where did that? I've never had that happen.
I think if you get a greeter, you walk in the door at Home Depot, there's
welcome
always somebody
in?
Standing there.
They don't just say,
"Welcome in."
Welcome in. And now this is. Now, according to the Wall Street Journal, this is their. By the way, the Wall Street Journal, I got to tell you, when I go into the office now, and a lot of people aren't in the office, but our office gets the Wall Street Journal. I was looking for it this morning, but couldn't find it. I don't know where it went because, I needed you to send it over on PDF for me. But on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, they will always have one story like this, a whimsical story. Or one was about how these guys had ripped off somebody. It's always down in the lower part of the paper, and that's my go-to read for the Wall Street Journal, and this is one of those stories. So apparently, according to the Wall Street Journal, the fact that these businesses are saying "welcome in" is really bugging people. Now, I if people can get bugged about this, that's a little bizarre. But for example, Natasha Chernis of Los Angeles was perplexed when a retail worker first greeted her with the "welcome in." "I just kind of stared at them because I thought they were going to finish the sentence with something else," she said. Across the country, people are hearing "welcome in" at coffee shops, credit unions. We've talked about that. Anything new in language, this is from a Lars Heinrich, a linguist from the University of Texas.
Sure, I follow his work.
Of course the Wall Street Journal is going to call a linguist.
Because
it's the Wall Street Journal.
When you got Lars Heinrich in the Rolodex, you got to call.
You got to. The phrase has taken off in the 2020s, and customers say they are baffled by its sudden popularity. And here's what Lars said. "Anything new in language that people begin to notice is likely to attract haters." So a lot of people have said haters. But you kind of got to thinking about it as well. Here's one of the ways people think it came about. One of the theories is that "welcome in" was because of COVID-19 closures This would make sense because you're coming to pick up food from the drive-thru and all of a sudden you can come in. So maybe they started saying, welcome in. You're coming back in the restaurant.
Almost a thank you for visiting us instead of just doing it from your home.
I mean, we're glad to have you back in the restaurant. That was very traumatic for these businesses, right? They lost a lot of money, so you want the people to come in.
Makes sense.
But so you kind of suggested, do I have pet peeves at restaurants? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. And you can ask either of my wife's, my first one or my second one. They've both witnessed it.
Okay. What do you got?
Number one pet peeve. And this is kind of ironic, but the number one pet peeve is being ignored after I'm seated.
Okay.
You get seated.
Yeah.
And to me, your server, within 5 minutes, when they could be very busy, but I don't know who my server is. I always appreciate when the server says, I'm very busy. I will get to you shortly. Because now I know, they know I'm sitting there, and I relax. And I can watch her and see if she comes. The reason this is ironic is, I got fired. When I was in high school, I was a waiter at Mr. Steak. And my sister had been a waiter at Mr. Steak.
My dad worked at Mr. Steak.
And then my younger sister was, they both live elsewhere, but they were actually in town this weekend. And I had them over to my house. And I talked about that. I had worked earlier in the week, but I was not scheduled to work on a Saturday. And it was the Vikings were going to play a playoff game against the Cardinals at 11:30.
Good timing.
That day. So I'm up doing my chores around the house, whatever I had to do. And I'm going to watch the Vikings at 11:30. I get a call. Scott, can you come in this afternoon? I said, no, I'm busy. My mom has things for me to do. Lie.
Yeah.
But I should have just said no. I mean, I wasn't on the schedule.
They don't need to know why.
No obligation.
You can say, sorry, I can't do it.
The next day, Sunday, I'm working. This is before cell phones and before I could drive. It was like a 20-minute drive from my house to the restaurant. So my mom drops me off and says, call me when you're ready. And she goes home. I walk in. The boss, she pulls me in the office and she goes, I don't think you're taking this job very seriously. I said, what do you mean? She goes, well, you don't seem dedicated to this job. I said, I'm not dedicated to this job. I'm 17 years old working to make some spending cash while I'm in high school. I'm not planning on being a restaurant manager I probably shouldn't have said that because that's what she is. And she says, well, you're fired. And I said, you know what? I said, I'm okay with getting fired, but why didn't you fire me before my mom pulled out of the parking lot?
So
now
nice.
I have to sit there and wait 20 minutes, call my mom. I'm fired. She drive another 20 minutes back and pick me up. So, yeah, that was a disaster. My number two pet peeve is when my server disappears. And my number three is when I can see my food sitting there at the thing.
Under the warmer.
And my server's off chatting with some other server.
Yeah, I recognize that plate. That's my plate.
Now, that is a Curb Your Enthusiasm. As we all know, Chad, is when they go and pick up the food because it was there. What's your pet peeve?
My pet peeve is actually something that Adam Carter turned me on to a couple years ago. He's complained about this many, many times. And it's like welcome in. It's a phrase that is so massively overused.
Oh, I think I know what you're going to say.
I got it actually in the dentist's office last week. Walk up to the counter. Hey, I'm here for the 7 o'clock appointment. Okay, what's your name? Dave Harrigan. Perfect. And your birthday? July 13th. Perfect. Your address is perfect. Once Carter mentioned it, like I said, a couple years ago on air, I hear it everywhere and it drives me absolutely nuts too. No, that's my name. It's not perfect. Just because I ordered a burger at your restaurant, it wasn't perfect.
You are right. Absolutely irritates me.
It is nails on a chalkboard at this point. Yes. Thanks, Carter, for pointing it out, or else I probably wouldn't even notice it.
There was something else I was going to say, and I can't remember it. I can tell one other little story about when I was a waiter with my dad at a restaurant. When I was in law school, I waited at his restaurant, and
he didn't fire you, too.
By the way, he thought about it. I can tell you this. Being a waiter is one of the hardest jobs I've ever done. I mean, you're under a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
You got to move really fast.
And you take all the heat, even if it's the cook's fault.
So it's a Sunday, and I'm busy, and I hear them saying, order up for Scott, order up for Scott. And so there's this family, and there's a mother, a father, a young child, and like a more adult child or an older child. But the child's like four. And I said, I say, what did you order? What did you order? And I'm saying, the sides are coleslaw, salad, soup. And I keep doing that. And so he finally gets up, and then little Johnny, what do you want? Oh, I don't know. So maybe they take care of that before the waiter gets there. And so then the mother, now I'm irritated at the mother, and she said, and I said, and well, what side do you want? Well, could you go through those again? coleslaw, salad, soup. What kind of coleslaw is it? I said, what kind of coleslaw is it? I said, what kind of different kinds of coleslaw? She goes, there's creamy. I go, that's it. I can't remember what else I was going to say. About
creamy or perfectly dry.
And maybe you can ask me about that when we come back. Next step up, we're doing what? Am I wrong?
We got Am I Wrong, baby. It's a Friday.
It's a Friday, baby.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right. All right, Mr. Harrigan.
This is your first time.
This is my first time.
Welcome. The Am I Wrong committee welcomes you.
Yeah, I'm just Scott Korzenowski, by the way, filling in for Chad Hartman. So, and I'm on Sundays, 10 to noon. Listen in on A3O.
The show for the sophisticated sports fan.
The show
right?
for the sophisticated sports fan. That's right.
Well, your first timer, I'll explain it to you quickly. I've got some things. Myself and the Am I Wrong committee, we meet once a week, and we have some resolutions that we bring to the table. We vote on, and many of those make the air each Friday. And I'm simply going to give those on behalf of the committee. And you tell me, am I wrong? Am I not wrong? You can argue a point if you disagree. Right. You won't, because the committee's brilliant, as am I. Yeah, I mean, we've never been wrong, but Chad likes to pretend that he knows better sometimes, as you know he would like to do. So let's start with this one. This was brought to our attention by committee member Dez earlier this week. They noted a story in The Sun about a user on X posting their receipt and complaining about the high price of the bill they got ordering McDonald's being delivered via DoorDash. And here was with the breakdown. The full receipt was there. Double cheeseburger meal, large drink and fries, $9.39. Then you add on the delivery fee of $2.50, driver tip of $2.50, taxes and fees. The whole thing for a grand total of what should have been a $9.39 meal balloons into $18.60. Now, the user posted saying it's ridiculous. It's shameful. It's a bunch of BS that both McDonald's and DoorDash should be ashamed. And I say the committee says, no, no, sir, no, X user. If anybody should be ashamed, it is you, because it's quite simple. If you don't want to pay that extra $9.21 for your McDonald's, get off your lazy butt and get it yourself via, the drive-thru, where you still don't even have to get off of your lazy butt to get your food. DoorDash, Uber Eats, Grubhub, all of the others, they have done...
Drizzly?
Yeah.
You done Drizzly?
Drizzly.
I've done Drizzly.
Yeah. They have done incredible work convincing a large portion of Americans that we are even lazier than even we want to believe we were lazier, even believe possible. And for that brilliant marketing, those delivery services deserve all of the profit they can get out of our lazy butts.
Am I wrong?
No, you are not wrong. I stopped ordering DoorDash years ago. I mean, I remember once we ordered Perkins breakfast. It's a Sunday morning. My wife says, I want to get breakfast. So we ordered Perkins breakfast. Not only, it was like $45 for like two meals, and it was cold. Okay. So, I mean, it's double the price. And so I said, look, in the future, I'll just go pick it up. We have another burger place by our house that I go drive over and pick it up because it's not worth the money. And it's cold when you get it.
Yes.
Interesting note. I represent franchisees.
Okay.
And franchises pay when you become a McDonald's, you pay a franchise fee up front, maybe like $50,000. For the right to be a McDonald's, mm-hmm. Then you have to build the store and you have to follow their rules, and you also pay them a royalty. So you pay them like 6% of every dollar that comes into your till.
Okay.
And you pay them as royalty.
And does McDonald's owns the land, right? Isn't that how it used to be?
Some of them do. They might, yes. Okay. They might. But most of the franchises, they own their own. But that bill that's $22 that you just said, the $18 bill,
yep.
The franchisee is going to get like 12 of it,
mm-hmm.
And yet a lot of the franchisors will say, oh, no, you got to pay royalty on the full 18. So now even though I'm getting only $12, I should pay 6% of the $12, the franchisee. But they say, no, you got to pay the other part, too. I've got a few cases out there. I mean, I've been written some letters. But as far as, and think about this, someone's going to pick up your food, drive it to your house. $9, that's pretty cheap, okay, for someone to do that task. So you're right. If you're that lazy, too bad. Now, if it's a real emergency, then I'll do it. But I expect it to be double the price, and it is.
Yeah. Well, I believe we create our emergencies, mm-hmm. most of the time when we're ordering. I'm too busy. I got so much. No, you don't. No, you don't. You're lying to yourself because you are too lazy to get off your butt and go get the food. And frankly, then you're paying, as you said, for
double.
Cold food, for soggy fries, for hash browns from Perkins that would have been great and crispy when you got them, and now they're mushed together.
Well, the one time that my wife and I were on a trip, and we were staying at a hotel up by the beach, and we didn't have a rental car, and then we realized, well, we want to get some booze, in our room. And I looked for the nearest liquor store, not near. So we did Drizzly, but it was like expensive.
Well, booze is an emergency.
Yeah, it is an emergency. It's a necessity as well. Exactly.
Are you golfing this weekend?
I am.
Dumb question. Of course you are.
I'm golfing Saturday. Yes.
Okay. I have been thinking about trying to get at least my oldest daughter into golf. She's 8 years old. I'd love to do it, but I think about the way that I learned playing golf, how to play golf, just teaching myself, because some buddies who had just learned said, hey, you want to come out to the old Woodbury Par 3 one day? Sure. I'll do that. I can swing a baseball bat. Sure, I can swing a golf club. So I borrowed my mom's clubs because she was the lefty in the family. They're about my size. And I went out there. And I am decrying what I think is a lack of par threes right now to get kids in the game. You've got good programs. Youth on Course is one like that, to try to get in the kids in the game. But I don't want to bring my 8-year-old to play even 9 holes of a regulation size golf course, because you get to a par 4, God forbid a par 5, we're going to be on that hole for 30 minutes, 45 minutes. They're just going to get frustrated, pick up the ball, and not want to do it again.
Yeah.
I think golf really wants to grow the game, if they want to get youth really involved in the game, we have to bring back more par 3 courses around the metro area. Too many have gone away.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong that I think a great place to bring young children on the golf course. When my son was little, he didn't like golf and stopped playing, but we would play it at Theodore Wirth. I think that par three is still around. There's one in Brooklyn Center because we lived over there then. I think that there's Hazeltine, as I think, has built this course that's especially designed for like beginners. But, you know, it's way out at Hazeltine and it's a public. It's not. I don't think it's part of the Hazeltine Club. It's just at the entrance to the club. There used to be another course there. They've done that. There are some around, but I would say you're not wrong that that is where you should bring them. Funny, when my son was little and he hit it good, he hit a natural draw. He had the gift, and he hit a ball in the water once and he says, I don't want to play anymore. And I said, we sat down and watched a pro golf tournament that had a water hazard on it. I said, see, they're hitting into the water. You know, I mean, go. But no, I think par threes are a great way to learn how to play golf.
I loved it. We could bike up there in the summer. It was just close enough.
There's one in near Woodbury that's it's kind of down that the Afton Road, and it's not a pure par three. It's got a couple of little par fours, but it's also a short. It's a 9-hole shorter course. I forget what it's called.
Are you thinking of the Ponds?
Yes, the Ponds.
That one they shut the door 3 years ago.
Oh, did they? Yep. Okay, I didn't know
that. They shut it down.
Yeah, so that's a good little place there. It was nice.
Yeah, Ramsey County, that was a big issue within Ramsey County because from what I understood, that course was still profitable. It was still making money, but they wanted to put some, whether it's affordable housing, I can't remember exactly what it is. You know what the course is doing right now? Nothing.
Nothing, just weeds.
It's just a big bunch of weeds right now, and it has been for 2-3 years now. It's a shame.
All right, when we come back, we'll finish up for the weekend. We'll finish up for the week here on Am I Wrong? The Lindus construction time check is 2:52 p.m., so time to upgrade your home with new 50-year GAF asphalt shingles and 75% off installation labor. Offer expires tomorrow. We got about 7 or 8 minutes here. Bring it on.
A little more from the committee here. And MLB, I saw this just this morning or last night, whenever it was. MLB announces they put some money, a little investment, into a new pro women's softball league that's run through Athletes United. Debuts next Saturday with just a 4-team league, June 7th. I'd say good news for all involved with the league. MLB supporting women's sports. Obviously, the athletes getting to play, getting little money behind them, little push to hopefully build the league. I'm looking forward to taking in a game at some point with my daughters if it's on TV. There won't be any here locally, but they're moving around. I think it's like 12 different cities around the country that they'll be playing at this year for the first run. And I'm going to say this, speaking as a lifelong baseball fan, still am, still love the game, still would rather go to Target Field and watch the Twins than any other pro sport in this town. Fast pitch softball is as or even more entertaining to watch than baseball.
Am I wrong?
I think, you know, I haven't watched a lot of softball. I remember one time during the Olympics decade ago, maybe 20 years ago, I was in a hotel room going to do the judge got sick. So I had to wait. I had a day with nothing to do. So I'm sitting in the hotel room in the Olympics run, and it was softball was on. And one of the things I didn't like about it was the scoring is so low that, you know, when they went to extra innings, they put a runner on second base. Well, does that sound familiar?
Baseball ahead of the game? Over?
Yeah. So but you do see some cool stuff. And look, first of all, and I kind of admitted this on my show, I'm glad to see women's sports becoming so popular. And you know what? Because when I'm 65, so when I was in high school, women's girls' high school sports were just kind of starting.
Yeah.
And I remember, you know, we all went to the women's games because, you know, we liked hanging around.
Sure.
Yeah. We you know, these were our friends and women we were dating, and we supported their sports and they were good at it. And so I was kind of the real first wave people my age where women's sports have been around. It's kind of taken a while for the professional sports to get there, but the NBA started the WNBA, and the WNBA is now really booming, and the Frost are drawing 8,000-9,000 people a game. They're playing good hockey. They got a TV deal. You got Unrivaled. So it's great to see it. I don't really go to many Twins games. I doubt I'll go to a softball game. I doubt it. But if I have two granddaughters, I could see taking one of them to the softball game for sure.
I just remember watching a few years ago, it was probably about 10, 15 years ago now, watching the College World Series for the first time. The women's. And comparing that to college baseball and the product they have, where it takes 4.5 hours to play a 9-inning game because it's nothing but pitching changes, versus a softball game, which is 1.5-2 hours, constant action. Every play, it seems like every play at first base is bang, bang, because we're talking about 60-foot bases instead of 90. I just found it so tremendously exciting. in a game that actually moved versus college baseball, different than the pros. Now that we have the pitch clock, things certainly move a lot quicker.
I remember when the Gophers were good a couple of years ago and got to the Final Four. I watched several of those games, but you're right, it is fast-paced.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. One more quick one. Walking through the government center yesterday, saw a couple nice dressed up, had the white dress, had the tux. Getting married in front of the judge. And that made me think wedding season is here. June starts tomorrow. Tons of weddings, of course, in June. New rule from the committee. Enough of these 200, 300 people weddings that we always used to have in the past. 120 is your max. 120 people, that's the maximum amount of people you need at your wedding. You don't need an Uncle George and Aunt Myrtle. You're not that special. Your love story isn't that much more impressive than anybody else. The bride and groom get to pick 100 people, and you leave 20 for your, you know, parents who say, no, we've got to invite this friend and that uncle, whoever it is. But no, you say 120, that is it. No more. It's time to cut it down.
Am I wrong?
I think you're wrong, but I'll tell you where. But you're close. I'll tell you what they should get rid of is constantly inviting everybody to the groom's dinner. You know, my brother's daughter just got married, and I had to drive out there three different times. I was supposed to, but it came time on the groom's dinner. The Wolves were playing game number 3, and I just blew it off. And boy, did that lead to problems the next day. It was game number 3. So I don't mind the big wedding and the dancing and all that, but the groom's dinner is supposed to be a small gathering, or the rehearsal. They used to call it the rehearsal dinner.
Yeah.
Now everybody goes.
The wedding party and maybe an out-of-town guest
or
two, right?
If it's an out-of-town wedding, then you do something on a Friday, but it's just too much. It's just too much on that at all. Coming up, Jason DeRussia, who's in the studio. Hi, Jason.
Hello.
How you doing?
What do you care how many people are at a wedding? Are you just being cheap? Like, you don't want to pay for this at some point?
Well, he's got two daughters.
Yeah, get it together.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.